From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A deadly day in Syria despite a new agreement. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes on rebel-held parts of the northern city of Aleppo and nearby villages killed at least 45 people. The Aleppo Media Center, which is an activist collective, said 45 people were killed just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 69 people were killed in Aleppo province, including 13 children and teenagers. At least 20 people were reported killed in an airstrike in Idlib. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker there. He says now it is the period of Eid and people are coming together to buy things for their children. The airstrike targeted them and landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. The injured were moved to hospitals in suburbs of Idlib because the hospitals in Idlib are full. The violence came after state media reported that the Assad government has agreed to abide by a ceasefire as part of a deal hammered out between the United States and Russia. That ceasefire is set to take effect on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive material Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigative team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive material such as xenon. The UN Security Council strongly condemned Friday's underground nuclear test, saying it would work on appropriate measures. This is VOA News. At least